Hey guys, this is me, Arnab, and you are listening to the podcast It's Racing Radio by Arnab Chakravarty, and we are talking about the review of WWE WrestleMania 38 2022. And I would like to say, first of all, I will give a big thumbs up to WrestleMania 38, and this WrestleMania 38 today was so awesome. And the day two last match was something very disappointing, but this match was great, very awesome. And I would like to say about that, I love wrestling, and I saw a weird thing about it. But the most important thing is, the wrestling things. But if you saying about wrestling, and some wrestlers are say about wrestling is fake, and some wrestlers are saying wrestling is not fake, but I would say that it's time to support wrestling community, because some person know about it's scripted. But I would say, don't say wrestling is a fake, but I would say wrestling is real. The injuries was also real, everything was real, because they caused so many accidents, so many heartbroken, everything, the bone breaking, everything. That's why it's given says that don't try these at all, because they are professional athletes, because they trained, they performed, they do some high quality stunts. Because why? Because they are professional athletes. Because without athletes, if you are telling about that wrestling, if you are saying wrestling is fake like that, and the punches was also fake, and everything is fake, but I would say that no, punches was also not fake, because it gets the sound, it gets everything, and the ring was also made with wooden, like, and if you got pain, but I would say that this was also. But I would say this is not fake. I would say it's real. Wrestling is real. Some blood will come, and some blood will get fake. But I would say no. I think I would like to say that something is making better than bigger and better. And I would say that WWE is getting improving. The brand was getting improving, and I would say after WrestleMania, due to the return of American Nightmare Cody Rhodes, everybody was shocked, everybody was getting watch because of Cody Rhodes, and they knew everything, the new storyline, the fresh storyline, everything. I can't say about that. And even this WrestleMania also was so many, and even 77 attendance, I see, and even night one, 77,899 attendance of night one, and night two, 78,453. And I would say there is a big change of, and I would say if you're talking about combined, I would say 1,56,352 this period, I could just say attendance of WWE fans. And I would say this is the most stupendous two-night event in WrestleMania history. Yes, I believe it, because I see this match and I love it. Yes, because if you see about that, I would say, yeah, that was very, very insane. And it was if I talking about the stadium, it was held on AT&T Stadium in Dallas, Texas. And sorry, it's not Dallas, but I would say Arlington, Texas. So it's everything is original, and it was. And if you want to watch this on USA, then you need to subscribe Peacock TV. And if you are in India, then you need to subscribe Sony Live. And if you are UK, then you have a WWE Network application to sign up. And BT Sport has a sponsor with WWE, and I would say it's a good day. And if we're talking about the night one, And I say that the Usos versus Shinsuke Nakamura and Rick Boogs. I see that Rick Boogs was playing very good match, but after that Rick Boogs was getting injured by his leg. So after that he was transferred to the hospitalized because he is unable to fight. He is unable to compete like that. And even the Uso was also a greatest player, and he changed his everything from dashing to smashing and like that. The next thing is Drew McIntyre versus Happy Corbin. Happy Corbin will say that he played a very fantastic match, but I would say WWE should make this Corbin into a greatest player. Before Baron Corbin, he was a damn interesting player, but I would say that you tried to make it this a joke, but I would say Drew McIntyre deserves, and not also deserves, he wins this match. I see that The Miz and Logan Paul versus Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio. I see this match, but I would say The Miz did a very perfect job, but The Miz turned into a heel and attacked Logan Paul. But I would say this is not real. This is not good. I would say it's a stupidity. I would like it. Because what I should say about Miz character, I don't like The Miz because Logan Paul is a star. And he's an American YouTuber, and he's a social media personality, and he has a YouTube channel and has a podcast. But I would say that playing a first match with WrestleMania, it was so insane. He treating with you could just say he's a cruiserweight type. He's a cruiserweight type. But I would say. He has a record, and I would say that Logan Paul's debut was and I would say Logan Paul he has a mature career, and he played in some boxing matches with Logan Paul, and he has got. He wins that match, and I would say that Logan Paul was a social media sensation, not as a social media sensation. You are a boxer, and you are also not a boxer, you are a professional wrestler, and you proved everything, and I love it. But I believe Logan Paul's word, and I trust Logan Paul, and Logan Paul says that this wrestling was not fake, this wrestling was real, and I love it, and I will give a big thumbs up to Logan Paul. Thanks for saying about that, because every WWE fans wants to watch the Logan Paul, and even all WWE fans wants to come back to wrestling career, come back to wrestling and watch WWE, watch AEW, watch NJPW, watch Ring of Honor, watch Impact Wrestling, and watch many more. Yes. And in the next match, this was very interesting, the women's Raw Women's Championship match, Bianca Belair versus Becky Lynch. I would say this match was fantastic. This match was very fantastic, and this was emotional for Bianca Belair. And I would say this match was very interesting. And even Becky Lynch was trying to win to defeat Bianca Belair, but unfortunately Bianca Belair wins. She got the opportunity, and she deserves it. And after that, she came on Monday Night Raw. I see that one eye is unable to open because one eye was getting injured. But I would say getting injured on eye was so sophisticated. But you will get pain, but you will continue to fight. But I would say, how is it possible? But I would say, if you're thinking that, it's a makeup, but I would say definitely not. This injury was real. Yes, this injury was real. So real, and you can't say that. If you touch it, then she will get pain. so I would say. The next match was Seth Rollins versus Mr. Man, and everybody knows the Mr. Man is American Nightmare Corridors, but everything was so many confusions, so many rumors that Corridors named Stardust will came. But I will say Cody Rhodes doesn't want Stardust to come back in WWE, because I would say Stardust was so gimmicky and so floppiest wrestler. I don't like Stardust, but I would say the Cody's WWE wrestling career was completely changed after the death of the American Dream Dusty Rhodes. And even I see that WWE, I was focusing on Cody Rhodes in every wrestling, from Defy Wrestling, from Ring of Honor, from from Impact Wrestling, from All Elite Wrestling. So many wrestling I see Cody Rhodes using the Kingdom theme song, and I really love it, the Kingdom theme song. And I see this theme song brought back in WWE, and he brought back the American Nightmare. Yes, I was really shocked about that. Cody Rhodes bringing this American Nightmare. I was thinking that how is it possible? How WWE allowing these things? Because you see that if you bring your character, I think WWE gives something a modification, like Killer Cross as a wrestler. He brought a wrestler, his gear was completely changed. He named was changed from Killer Cross to Karrion Cross. But I would say that it depends upon that. But WWE needs AEW wrestlers. But finally got it. And I seen something that some interview says Cody says he will never come WWE again. But I think it's definitely not. Wrestling get changed, and he is a former president, vice president of All Elite Wrestling, Cody Rhodes. And I say that Cody Rhodes was completely changed the culture of All Elite Wrestling. I would say thank you so much, Cody, for make so many entertaining. You bring so many talented wrestlers from WWE to AEW, and this was very shocking that you designed this post and he was released in AEW. But I would say that AEW is the best company. I think you should leave it. But I think some circumstances he was facing, that he wants to get it, but he didn't get it. So I think Cody wants to come back in WWE. But I would say that Cody is the new American Nightmare. Debut and returns, I would say this was insane. Yes, because in the bottom of my heart, I'm supporting Cody Rhodes. Why? Because he was so motivated, and he changed his everything. He changed his looks, he changed his wrestling attire, he changed everything. Before he was in WWE, his name is Dashing Cody Rhodes, and he was a dream, and his dreams were made real. But I want to see Cody Rhodes is a WWE champion. Yes, I really love to see what Cody Rhodes became WWE World Heavyweight Champion, because Cody Rhodes has signed a multi-year deal with WWE, and WWE gave a special contract to Cody Rhodes. Because WWE wants to make the new contract, the special contract to Cody Rhodes, that Cody Rhodes will do his own way. But I would say this idea was so interesting, that if he doing his own way, but I would say that there was a chances of winning this match. But I would say that some scripting will make interesting, some storylines will make more interesting. But I would say this, love it. I really love it. And I really getting motivated by looking Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare. I really love it. So changeable, so comfortable, and looking so great. Yeah, so beautiful like that. I can't believe it. His attire is a new avatar, white hair. Wow, so dashing looking, so interesting. Corridors, I'll say so many changes he did it in his career. I really love it. The next match is Charlotte Flair versus Ronda Rousey. I see that Ronda Rousey was fully prepared, but I'll say Charlotte Flair was getting so many frustrated because Charlotte Flair knows that Ronda Rousey was the toughest wrestler to defeat because she wins so many matches. And even Charlotte Flair was also a Nomadland wrestler. I would say she was also a badass wrestler, but Ronda Rousey was also a badass too. So that I would say about that, Charlotte Flair was getting frustrated continuously, but you would say that Charlotte Flair wins this match. And she used her brain and finally she wins. She retains the title, SmackDown Women's Champion. And the next match, wow, it was so interesting. But this is not official, but after these things, this was making official. But this was not a pre-card, but I would say that this card subject to a change. And the next match was Kevin Owens versus the return of Stone Cold Steve Austin, the return of the Rattlesnake. Yes, every fans was expecting that Stone Cold Steve Austin will come for a one more match against Kevin Owens. The dreams come true, and I see the Stone Cold Steve Austin as wrestling because he lost to The Rock after 19 years. He came wrestling, and thanks to Kevin Owens for giving opportunity to Stone Cold Steve Austin for bringing the show for KO. For KO show, and I would say that KO show was getting messed, but the no holds barred match was pretty interesting. And even Stone Cold Steve Austin continuously gives a stunner. I see that Kevin Owens gives a stunner to Steve Austin, but Steve Austin not loses, because if he loses, I would say Steve Austin would make a joke, because he made his own career and he made his career in the Attitude Era, and his name was continuously named. If you can see that Stone Cold Steve Austin is not a wrestler, but he is a brand of the WWE. Yes, why I say he's a brand, because if you see Stone Cold Steve Austin came, then every fans was getting hyped up, every fans was getting mad. And even I see this on Attitude Era, on Ruthless Aggression, when Stone Cold Steve Austin came, the wrestling watch was getting hit, the rumors are getting true, everything was getting heat up, pumped up, and you would say fired up. And he is a badass man, Stone Cold Steve Austin. He drank him beer, he gives his stunner, and he show a middle finger, and we say that's the bottom line for Stone Cold Steve Austin. Say it so. Yes, I really love it. And his no holds barred match was giving awesome. And I see that Stone Cold Steve Austin gives a stunner to Bryan Saxton also. I would say that his attitude. And I would say, don't believe Stone Cold Steve Austin. If you're drinking beer, and you get stunner. But his attitude was really awesome. And his brothers came into WWE ring and he's sporting, and I would say, wow, this is very emotional that his brothers see this match. And even I love to say, and even brother was getting proud that after 19 years Stone Cold Steve Austin came in match, and this is very interesting. Yes, the next match was RK Bro versus the Street Profits. And wait a second. Okay. RK-Bro versus the Street Profits versus Alpha Academy. Yes, I would say RK-Bro was planned to retain the title. Finally, he got it And Randy Orton was carrying so much proud that this Riddle was carrying so many change. And this is the man that he deserves it. And look at this Randy Orton's career. You think about that. What are you thinking? That is Riddle is a good partner? But I would say yes, it's definitely yes. Riddle is a great partner and he is a very fantastic man. And I see that Riddle gives a biggest RKO. And I would say, wow, this is very interesting. And after that, the Street Profits was playing as a fantastic man. And even Montez Ford was getting so much pumped up. But I would say, he's a great man. He wins. And I have to say that the Street Profits and RK-Bro wins. Sorry, yeah, he was getting celebrated, and even I see that Gable Stevenson debut on WrestleMania, and Gable Stevenson came and getting celebrating with RK-Bro and the Street Profits. But I see that Chad Gable was doing in his own way, but Gable Stevenson was opened up his t-shirts and giving belly to belly suplex, and I would say that Gable Stevenson was also an Olympic gold medalist, and he signed in WWE, and he was drafted to Monday Nitro. But I will see that. Okay, but I want to see Gable Stevenson debut in WWE, and I see that Gable Stevenson and Kurt Angle were both is a pick, because Kurt Angle was also a Olympic gold medal, and even Gable Stevenson was also Olympic gold medal, but both are professional wrestlers. But I would say Gable Stevenson was a great wrestler ever. But I would say that WWE will make everything. But I didn't want to see that WWE will do their own business to Cody. But I will see Cody will change the culture of WWE wrestling. That will be the biggest ever. Because I see that, and I see that Cody Rhodes will make his father's documentary to A&E channel, and he started working with his father's documentary. And if you have A&E American channel, and that you will see this channel, because they're very popular, and even some countries are available, but not in India as a separate channel. But if you want to watch the documentaries of A&E, then you will get this service in India on Discovery Plus. But I got something amazing news that HBO Max and Discovery Plus are merging into one app. And I was still waiting for that, when this merging app will come in India. And when Discovery Plus will merge into one app, I was waiting for. Okay, just forget about it. Okay, the next match was Bobby Lashley versus Omos. I didn't expect about that. Omos was so strongest wrestler. Omos can still beat Bobby Lashley easily, because. But I see that Bobby Lashley gives one spear to Omos and wins this match. I didn't expect that. But I would see this storyline was not so fitted at that making. I see that I was expecting that this will be the greatest, because Omos was also a hardcore wrestler and Bobby Lashley was also the greatest powerhouse ever. But I would say that it's time to change the culture. But WWE do it his own way, but I don't like it. So, what should I do? Yeah, the next match is Johnny Knoxville vs. Sami Zayn. It's an anything goes match. Wow. This was the first time ever. Anything goes match. But I would say this match was something gimmick. But Johnny Knoxville, I would say, He's an American professional wrestler, but a stunt performer, and he's an actor was also here. But I would say Johnny Knoxville is a jackass. So if I'm talking about his wrestling career, it says that I would say Johnny Knoxville's professional wrestling career is also in WWE, but he has so many films and television series for Johnny Knoxville, and even you will see the video games of Johnny Knoxville MTV Jackass the game, and even his music videos and he has a partner with a web series also. I would say that you need to watch Johnny Knoxville. He's the greatest actor, and I was cutting expectations, and I love it. But I would say this match was getting so gimmicky, but I would say not interested, but I would say Johnny Knoxville has a professional wrestling career. It was getting awesome. And I see that WWE has given so many musical artist wrestlers that turn into a professional wrestler, like Bad Bunny. He win his first match in WWE as a tag team match with Damien Priest against I would say that Miz and John Morrison, but I would say John Morrison was released in WWE. That's a bad idea. I would say John Morrison was as a good brand, he should supposed to come on and get and support like that. The next match was Naomi and Sasha Banks versus Carmella and Queen Zelina, Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley, and Natalia and Shayna Baszler. It's a fatal four-way tag team match for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship. I would say that Naomi and Sasha Banks was played a very fantastic way, and even Rhea Ripley, Natalia and Shayna Baszler, Liv Morgan, they played a very fantastic way. And even Carmella and Queen Zelina was also played a very wonderful match. But that's a bad news for those other teams, because Naomi and Sasha Banks, they ruined the place for the tag team division. That's why they win the baddest woman. Okay, I did it. I had the lightning baddest woman. I did it. I would say it's a good thing. Yeah. The next match is Edge versus AJ Styles. And I would say AJ Styles gives a very blockbuster match. And AJ Styles' dreams were getting true. And AJ Styles wants a match against Edge. And I would say this match was getting true. And I wasn't getting surprised like that. I was getting confused about Edge. His entrance was getting so many change, and his everything was getting changed. But I would say Edge was turned into a heel. Before heel, Edge was a face wrestler. But I would say Edge was turned into a heel right now. But I'm still supporting Edge because he's a legendary and he's a Hall of Fame. But it's a Hall of Fame, his career, he wants to play a match, because he came back in wrestling after 9 years. I would say that, okay, no problem. And I see that Damien Priest team up with Edge. And I think Edge wants to make a new team. I think it's I really didn't understand, is it relating to the Ministry of Darkness? If it happens, then I would say that wow, this would be something. It's looking some similar to the Ministry of Darkness. They want to make the team, they want to make everything. I would say that this is very interesting. Well, I don't see Sheamus and Ridge Holland versus the New Day, but I see that this is not so interesting, Ridge Holland. But I would say Sheamus was played a very fantastic match. Okay, I see this match, Pat McAfee versus Austin Theory. And this is a singles match. and Austin Theory was supporting Mr. McMahon, and even I would say Pat McAfee finally wins, and he deserves a wrestler, and he has a own podcast show that is the Pat McAfee Show, and it's available on YouTube, and his audio podcast was also available, just like we you see that. But Pat McAfee, I see that his show came some big stars like Mr. McMahon, and even I see this match, and even Brock Lesnar came on the show, and even I see about that Mr. McMahon gives an offer to Pat McAfee for the show, and I see that Pat McAfee was a funniest wrestler, but he was getting serious for his own career. And even Pat McAfee, I will talk about that. Pat McAfee got a chance as a commentator, and he got it, and he was getting very, very interesting in WWE. I would say that WWE was getting interested, but because some brands like that. And even I see that after that, Mr. McMahon opened his shirt and he fought a match against Pat McAfee, and it was unofficial. Every fans was getting unexpected that Mr. McMahon will come and fight a match, and Mr. McMahon takes an advantage, and after that Mr. McMahon wins this match, and after that the most watchable history, and you have so watched so many times. Yes, I'm talking about the Rattlesnake. Stone Cold Steve Austin came and gives his stunner to Austin Theory, Mr. McMahon, and even Pat McAfee too. Yes, this is very interesting match. And I see that Triple H came on day two. Triple H retired from in-ring career as a professional wrestling, because Triple H didn't want to retire his WWE as a wrestler, but he refused to retire because due to his health and physical condition, and even he got some cardiac arrest, but right now he's okay and he's fine. I think Triple H would take control, and I would say it's okay. And the next thing was the last match, Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar, winner takes all match for the WWE Championship, WWE Universal Championship. If those merge it, you will see that the Undisputed Championship. Yes, but I would like to say that this match was getting so many frustrated because every fans wants to see Roman Reigns losing this match, but definitely not. I would say that I was getting unexpected. Brock Lesnar was the so strongest wrestler, but after the new look, after the new gimmick, everybody was expecting that Brock Lesnar would defeat Roman Reigns easily, but it's definitely not. And the tribal chief, Roman Reigns, was getting so many frustrated, giving spear, giving Superman punches. So Brock Lesnar was also getting frustrated too, because he giving suplex and even F5. And I see that he gives Kimura lock also. But Roman Reigns says that his hand was getting dislocated, but I think his arms was getting injured, but not dislocated. Well, I say his arms was getting injured. What should you say about it? I will say okay, but what should you say? Every fans was getting disappointed about last match. I will say every match was getting interesting, but this was getting just decimated and disappointed about everything. But okay, I'll say, and that's the ending of today's podcast. And if you want to watch my previous episode, want to listen, then you need to go Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and many more, Amazon Music, and many more, and available on Audible also. You will see my earlier podcast, and you will see you on the next episode. Bye. See you on the Wrestling Radio by Arnav Chakraborty, sponsored by Anchor. Bye.